Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Hannah Thompson Weeman, talking about the latest on the anti-animal agriculture crowd in just a moment.
Hi, I'm a smoker, and I'm aware that that's bad. I'm aware that my family hates it, and that it costs me over $2,700 a year. I'm aware of all the reasons I shouldn't do it, but none of that changes the fact that it's really hard to quit.
The Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline has new free services, like text and email support. Visit OKHelpline.com or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. No judgments, just help. The Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline, a program of TSET.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. Had the opportunity to recently sit down and talk with Hannah Thompson Weeman of the Animal Agriculture Alliance about some of the latest exploits of those that want to do harm to animal agriculture. Anti-animal agriculture activists are alive and well here in 2018, doing some of the same things that they were very active in doing in 2017.
It really is important to keep an eye on the animal rights activist groups, which is one of the many different types of groups that the Alliance kind of monitors and is mindful of what their activities might be. And we really need to always recognize that the bar is continuing to raise on what these groups are willing to do in terms of aggressiveness, in terms of breaking the law, crossing lines, endangering animal health, human health and safety, and really just kind of no holds bar. These groups are willing to go very, very far in their endeavor to decrease consumer trust in our industry, encourage consumers not to eat milk, meat, and eggs, and support animal agriculture. And that's something I think we're going to continue to see in 2018. We're seeing groups saying that they're going to raise their efforts, that they're going to do twice as many of investigations, quote unquote, or videos or whatever they've done in 2017. We in animal agriculture need to be increasingly vigilant of what's going on our farms and in our plants.
One thing the Animal Agriculture Alliance is watching closely, the continuing efforts for Meatless Mondays.
Meatless Mondays got started during some of the war efforts when rationing of supplies were going on because there wasn't enough to go around. We had to keep our soldiers fed, and obviously meat is an important part of a healthy diet, so the soldiers got that priority. So Meatless Mondays started as this concept of, if we can reduce our meat consumption at home, it means our soldiers abroad can have meat that they're going to be able to consume. The Meatless Mondays effort today has no grounding in government support. It's really driven by activist organizations. And for them, it's a step in the door of encouraging people not to eat meat at all. So we've seen schools, even cities have adopted proclamations regarding Meatless Mondays and encouraging people to eat less meat. Humane Society of the United States actually has, I think, 15 people on their meat transition team. So they have 15 full-time staff members whose job it is to convince restaurants, retailers, food service companies to serve less meat and encouraging people to eat less meat. So that's obviously a concerning thing that we're hearing about at the Alliance. And it's something that if you hear about it in your local community, we have a lot of resources to help you push back on those claims. We have white papers, we have flyers explaining the role that milk, meat, dairy, poultry, and eggs can play in a healthy, balanced diet. So it's really about communicating that message, along with talking about our commitment to animal care and being responsible stewards of the environment.
Another point of attack against animal agriculture is meat and religion.
Animals and religion is a trend that we have been seeing really over the past decade and a couple years even before that. So HSUS and PETA both have faith leader engagement teams on staff, and they're doing outreach to religious and faith-based communities. They're whole goal is to try to make people feel guilty and feel like it's against their religion or against the Bible to eat meat. So that's really what they're doing. They're trying to convince people that that is the case and that they can buy into that, because a lot of people in the U.S. either consider themselves religious or at least spiritual in some way, and that religion is very important to them. So that's why these activist groups are targeting that. Now, obviously, that's not really grounded in fact. They do a lot of cherry picking. We've worked with some experts in theology to examine their claims claims and examine the biblical text and see what doesn't add up and what might be going on there. So that's what we're really going to be talking about in our session today, is what resources we have available. So if you hear about this in your local community, if it's mentioned in a sermon, or we've had people receive handouts during Lent talking about how eating is a moral act and that they should eat less meat per week, and that was a nationwide thing we heard about. So if you hear about those kind of things, contact the Alliance. We have resources. We can help you.
Hannah Thompson-Weeman, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 25th from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on DirecTV Channel 603, as well as SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 19,200 head to be offered. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior Livestock a call at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock, Thursday, January 25th, 8 a.m. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.